Hibernian at the top. That's it. Keep it 1FM for the next news at 6:30.
Thank you very much indeed, Alistair Sandfen. I think we'll do it. We are gathered together for those that worship rock. Greetings, music lovers. And our thanks to the wondrous Johnny Walker in guest, guitarist John Hammond, John Hyatt, me and more. Don't forget, it's In Concert, introduced by Bob Harris at 7:30. Andy Kershaw follows at 9 o'clock. And along comes the indomitable John Peel at 11. And at the Saturday Rock Show, the archives will yield one of its greatest treasures from all of 22 years ago and just one album request tonight. And that comes from Focus, right? Actually, the archives will produce the quite mighty Led Zeppelin in concert at the BBC Paris Studios in April 1971. The concert that almost didn't happen, and we'll encounter Conception, a new album from Rush, Joe Satriano, Dio, Neil Young, Sepultura, and AC/DC. And in 1989, this was voted Album of the Year. I've been told by Tony Wilson to fade the music down and say hello.
Is that Plant?
Yeah.
It's Robert Plant.
Robert Plant, how you doing,
how are
Bob?
You, my good friend.
Hey, what a knockout to hear from you.
I know. How you doing?
All right, kid. We're doing
I
the last.
That you were, I heard that you were finally hanging up your rock and roll shoes on a Saturday.
Well, sort of.
Or even once a week. So I thought I'd give you a call.
Sort of, kind of, mate. That is absolutely marvelous. I tell you what, you know, we're going to play your 1971 concert very soon.
Oh, good.
And will you forget those nights at Earl's Court?
I remember that. Yeah.
They were wild, weren't they?
Yeah, indeed. Hey, listen, I'm in New Mexico, near Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And I'm just taking like a 3-day break in the middle of a really hectic tour. I've been playing about 6 nights a week or whatever it is. And the other day, I was in a restaurant in the middle of these sort of New Mexican hills.
Yeah.
Right on the Colorado border. It's mostly Pueblo Indians and Spaniards
who
came over with Cortez.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in a restaurant marveling at the climate and asking some woman if the skies are always this blue.
Yeah.
She said, you must ask the man at the next table because he's English and he lives here. So I got to talking to him, and this man knows that I was going to speak to you today, and he sends his love, and it was none other than Jack Good.
No.
Yeah, you remember Jack Good?
Yes, who produced all those wild television shows back in the 60s, etc.
That's right, yeah. And he's living in a little village in New Mexico, surrounded by Spaniards and Pueblo Indians, and he's fantastic. And I said I would be speaking to you, hopefully. So he sends his love and says, you've been a major contribution to road safety and rock and roll.
Bob, that's absolutely incredible, mate. Listen, have a great tour.
Okay.
You take care.
When I come back, listen, I'm playing in London just before Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you can't make that, come to Wolverhampton Civic. But I've got to see you. I've got lots of stories to tell you about this new music over here. It's really exciting.
And I tell you what, your Uncle Fluff will be there, right?
Okay. Lots of love to you.
You betcha. Lots of love, Bobby. Ta-ra, mate.
Bye-bye. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra. Not off. About that. Very Ravel-like and all the bit right. Faith No More, they're taken from their Real Thing album from 1989, and of course Kerrang! Magazine voted it quite rightly number one album of the year, and Faith No More came along from Woodpecker from Mars, all right, and what about Bobby Plant phoning? Good God, that was wild. Hey, gang, and don't forget, we must all gather at Christmas time to see the Robert Plant concerts and on this exciting music that he's going to bring back with him, OK? He's a wild one, he is. Here's Aerosmith. I've got to tell you, music lovers, there is a bit of a conspiracy coming somewhere from Mr. Tony Wilson today. He said, fade Aerosmith down and say, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Danny from Thunder, Mr. Freeman.
Danny, how you doing, boy?
How are you? Bit of a surprise, eh?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I've just been talking to Robert Plant from South America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not calling from anywhere quite as exotic as South America.
But you're going to turn out some great albums for us still in 1994, right?
Well, we're going to do what we can, Alan.
I think you better.
Well, we're going to do what we can. So, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. What are you doing in the Thunder Mob at the moment?
Well, Thunder Mob, we're just kind of taking a bit of a break from the Thunder thing, and we're doing a... In fact, it's the last night of a tour for a band that we've been playing with for some time called Danny and the Doo-Wops.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of a, like a soul spoof band, and we've just done like 8 shows, and this is the very last night tonight.
And what happens after that, Dan?
Oh, after that, we're going to be pretty much getting our heads back down, writing away, trying to get a new record ready, and we'll probably get into the studio sometime in January, get it out next summer.
Well, I tell you what, make sure whatever you do that you get the album to me, because I've got a funny feeling I might be playing it, all right?
Oh, Alan, mate, what can I do without you?
Listen, Dan, God bless, give my love to all the fellas, all right?
Will do.
And we'll see you soon.
Take care, Alan.
Take care and behave yourself, all right? Ta-ra.
See ya.
Ta-ra. Absolutely. Don't forget the fellas from Aerosmith. We'll be back here at Wembley in the month of December. So several concerts going there. They've got a compilation album out at the moment, Music Lovers, called Gripping Stuff. Mrs. Tyler and Valance and Knight are out on Geffen Records. Gripping Stuff is the album, and they came along with a Permanent Vacation. That's right, it was a smash from Permanent Vacation, wasn't it, called Dude Looks Like a Lady. By the way, don't forget the change for the Friday night rock show going to Sunday. Well, Claire?
Well, Fluff, we've said goodbye to the Friday rock show and hello to the rock show on Sundays. As from next week, we'll be steaming onto the airwaves from 2 until 4 on a Sunday afternoon. We'll continue to play unsigned bands on the Rock War competition. We'll have bands in session, the rock news and some of the finest metal around. And watch out for a great Sepultura competition. Win tickets to see them in the UK in December and a whole stack of Chaos AD goodies. I'll see you soon, Fluff, and keep it loud.
You betcha. And here are the fellas from southern Norway. must tell you before I do anything else that I've been told to fade the record again. That's Conception there from Southern Norway. They've got a four-track album out called Parallel Minds, all right, and it's a forthcoming album, and that's called Roll the Fire. And in the meantime, I'll say hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Well, don't you patronise me.
Ian Gillan. How are you, mate?
I'm okay. We just pulled up at Zurich Airport. I just found a phone box. We're not going to hear your dulcet tones on Saturday Rock Show anymore, buddy. It's been a long time. We're going to miss you.
I tell you what, Ian, where there's life, there's hope, right?
Well, yeah, you've always led us to believe that.
Right, now you're in Zurich. Why?
I'm on tour with Purple.
Yep.
And we're just sort of halfway through the European leg, and so far, so good.
And I'll bet you, well. I'll bet you played to capacity crowds, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's sold out. It's going great guns.
I think that you'll all be performing when you're 90.
Well, if I take a leap out of your book, I guess we will.
Well, I tell you what, you better be, because I intend to go until I'm 100, all right?
Okay.
Ian, good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thank you. We're in England in November, so maybe you can come along and...
Yep, absolutely. And give my love to all the fellas, all right?
I will.
And you take care and bon voyage.
And well done, buddy. It's been a wonderful career. You've been great.
Get out there.
To all of us.
Get out there, mate, and kill him, all right?
Cheers, bud.
God bless you, Ian. Love to the missus, too.
Sorry?
Love to the missus.
I will. She's right here.
The beautiful bee.
Cheers, then.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Ugh, all is chaos in the Saturday Rock Show on Formidable 1FM, 24 hours a day. That was Conception there, the Norwegian guys, from four tracks on from the album Parallel Minds there on Noise Records, and that was called Roll the Fire. Now, I've been told, music lovers, by Mr. Tony Wilson that we have somebody out in the control room there who I really can't see at the moment, but he said, get your next record on, and then we'll shove him... Oh, hello, he's here already, Fish.
How you doing?
How you doing? Go and sit yourself down there, all right?
All these years.
What is happening? What is happening, we keep asking.
Everything's happening.
I tell you what, how are things since you departed Marillion?
It's been tough. I think, you know, I think I couldn't ever kid myself that it was going to be an easy ride.
Yeah, but it's never an easy ride anyway.
It's been really good. I mean, we've just been on tour. We've done about, been out now for about 3 weeks. Mm. And there's been people coming up going, you know, do you not miss the big time? And I go, yeah, but we're getting a chance to play a lot of places that, and, you know, you get a big hit album, you can't play them again, so you just run with a roller coaster.
Absolutely.
I still love the business. I'm just mad about the business, though.
Well, I think, you know, I think that if any of us stop loving the business, then I really think we have no right in it, okay?
Exactly.
You know, unless you really want to put your music to people with excitement, unless I really want to try and communicate it as a presenter without that initial excitement and really believing in it, and then I think we're all wasting our time.
Yeah, you've got to keep the passion in it, and it's like... You know, Roma, that you don't need to have, you know, Learjets and limos to, like, you know, be a musician. It's just if you can get the eyes of the crowd flashing back and you get the response, then it's wonderful. Mm. Nothing beats it.
No.
I mean, I've got to thank you. I mean, you gave me a key to door years and years and years ago and showed me so much music.
I showed you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was, you know, but long before I actually became a singer, I used to get in the Saturday afternoon. One of my finest tapes, the tape I had for years, was, funnily enough, your last show on the Saturday afternoon slot.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, the first one. And I had that tape for years and years, and I had the original session that you and Tony did with Sandy Denny, the solo track.
That's right, yeah.
Which inspired me to
focus
that,
Sandy.
I fell in love with the voice, and that's why I did the track and the songs for the Mirror album.
Incidentally, let's do a plug. Have you got a new album coming out at all?
We've just written an album called Suits that is we're going to be recording in December, January, February for release next April, May. And it, by all ways it's looking at the moment, I think I might do the independent thing.
Really?
But I've got another compilation album coming out November the 15th that I've taken six young bands for Scotland and put in an album out called Outpatients 93. So it's good fun up in the studio as well. Play a bit.
That's good, lad. You're still out there frugan, right?
Oh, yeah, still going, man.
And you got to keep going, man, because, you know, you gave us a whole new world with Marillion, that is for sure.
Yeah. You give me a whole new world of the music you played, thanks.
Anyway, Fish, listen, thanks for coming in. Tony Wilson's pulled all this nonsense on me as we go along. Here I am wanting to play music, and all of a sudden I'm invaded by lovely people from Zurich, from South America, and now you're here in the flesh.
It's great to meet you. For after all these years, it's yes, brilliant
to
meet you.
Yes, I know. And I'm actually only 32, you know. Believe me. All right. In the meantime, Fish, God bless you and take care.
And Jones.
And here's
you.
A brand new album from Rush.
Different in his sexuality. I went to his parties as a straight minority. It never seemed a threat to my masculinity. He only introduced me to a wider reality. As the years went by, we drifted apart. When I heard that he was gone, I felt the shadow cross my heart. But he's nobody's hero. Save the drowning child. Cures a wasting disease. Hero. Lands a crippled airplane. Solves great mysteries. Hero. Not the handsome actor. Carry on, tried to bear the agony, tried to hold some faith in the goodness of humanity. As the years went by, we drifted apart. When I heard that she was gone, I felt the shadow cross my heart. But she's nobody's hero.
I think one of the most brilliant rock bands in the world, and they've remained that ever since their inception. All right, Rush, brand new album called Counterparts on Atlantic Records there. Released last Monday, and they came along with Nobody's Hero. In the meantime, I'm going to chuff to somewhere.
Hello, hello.
I'm recording in Stuart Mondale. Oh, Oh, no, it's called, it's pronounced Mosedale. Stuart, I'm sorry about that, but Taffy, a lovely long letter, okay? And I see that you'd like Floyd, Brandex, Focus, Vandegraaff, Generator, Greenslade, Van Gallus, Tangerine Dream. I was going to have a double for you, but unfortunately today we now haven't got time, right? But God bless you, keep on rocking, and I think you'll like this.
Actually, I rather like that. There you are, Stuart. Certainly hope you enjoyed that. Thank you very much for your letter. Focus came along from 1973. A bit of hocus pocus, right? Oh, not half. And in the meantime, here's Mark Radcliffe.
Mark Radcliffe!
Hi there, Badger Baiters. This is me, full of a cold, but still as horny as heck. I'm your new genial 10 till midnight host for the Show of Shows show. This week's top guests include Tindersticks, Harry Hill, The Divine Comedy, Paul Carr and Aerosmith.
You said five.
Showbiz with Attitude from the show where the world is our patch. 10 till midnight, Monday to Thursday.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's 5 minutes past six. ...1971, Led Zeppelin in concert. Those were the days when the audience sat in the Paris cinema and didn't stand up on their feet and went quite crazy there, right? Hope you enjoyed that. The second and last concert that Led Zeppelin recorded for the BBC and Radio 1, and we certainly hope you enjoy them. And ah, great to hear from Bobby in South America a little earlier on, right? All right, here we go.
Well, you know you got it, Jennifer.
Right, we've got a traffic flash in Cheshire. There's severe northbound congestion on the M6 approaching the roadworks in the Thelwall Viaduct near Junction 21, where there's only two lanes in use, right? Traffic is virtually stationary, gang, as far back as Junction 18. The A54 Holmes Chapel exit, right, a distance of well over 12 miles. Cheshire Police are urging drivers to avoid this section of the M6 northbound or face extremely lengthy delays. But do not fear, drivers. We are here with you on Formidable One all the way. Here's Joseph Satriani. Hold it. Joe Satriani there from the CD Time Machine, right? A Dweller on the Threshold, a previously unreleased track. It was during the... that's right, it's from Surfing with the Aliens when they had the sessions there, but never used it on the album. In the meantime, guess who's wandered into the studio? He's quite lovely, actually. His name is Mr. Blaze Bailey for Blaze... and Wolfsbane. Blaze, how you doing?
Very, very well, mate. How are you?
I think I'm all right, yeah. It's 12 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock. What's Wolfsbane up to?
At the moment, I've rushed here to be with your lordship tonight.
You're a gorgeous man.
From the studio. We're working in one of the country's top studios at the moment, making the ultimate expression of Wolfsbane. We're putting it down onto vinyl.
We're
making a record, yeah.
Can you tell us what the album's going to be called?
We haven't chosen a title yet. It could be called the Alan Freeman, the greatest DJ in the world, a tribute. anything. I don't really know yet.
Oh, you poor, demented devil, but it's not going to see you anyway.
Yeah, well, at the moment, we've got a few problems up there, actually. The producer's got two broken ribs because last night he got a little bit drunk, picked a fight with the band,
yeah,
and came off a little bit the worse for wear. We actually beat him up and broke his ribs. The studio, we've got already got a bill for damages from the studio because we've wrecked most of the furniture and lamps have gone asunder.
Well, you know, Blaze, if you don't start wrecking things in the 1993s, you become a little unfashionable, don't you?
Well, this is what I think. I think there's so many bands at the moment who are whinging about riding around in limousines, being famous and rich, that we've got a bit of bring a bit of glamour back into the back into music. We want to be rich. I'll say it now. I don't care who's listening, and we want to be superstars. And we want to ride in giant limousines.
And tell me, Blaze, are you going to sort of edge away slightly from the thrash?
Because
you've done it once or twice, you know.
Yeah, I think what the direction that we're going in at the moment is it's far more of a real rock and roll and emotional. What we're concentrating on is real melody and force with our music, as opposed to, you know, just frantic pace.
Sure.
I think what we're getting over now is something far more meaningful. And when we bring out this record, people, I think, will be astounded that it's a Wolfsbane record, to be honest.
You've got to keep astounding them, mate, that's for sure.
I think so. I wanted to bring a track down for you tonight, actually, but so far we've only finished the drums, so it would have been a little bit boring.
Well, never mind. When the album's finished, make sure you get me a copy, right?
Definitely.
And we shall see what we can do, right?
Okay, mate.
Not half. Listen, give our love to all the Wolfsbane crew, all right?
Definitely.
Keep at it.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming into the studio tonight.
And you should be knighted, mate.
You reckon?
I'll do it a little bit later. You just kneel down in front of me, but don't get too close.
That will be my pleasure.
Okay, then, mate.
Incidentally, did you bring your sword?
I have got one.
And if you have, put it away. Blaze, thanks very much. Take care and God bless you.
Thanks, mate. God
Ta-da.
Bless.
Bye. Don't forget, Joe Satriani is in concert tonight at 7:30, recorded at the Hammersmith Apollo earlier this year. That's taken from the CD Time Machine, and Joe came along with Dweller on the Threshold. Here's Ronnie James.
Fluff Freeman, this is your old friend, not quite as old as you, Alan, but catching up. This is Rick Wakeman, and believe it or not, I'm just about to board a plane for Paraguay. I'm not actually doing a gig out there, I'm going out to meet my new accountant, probably the same one you've got. Fluff, I've got wonderful memories of times that we've spent together. Pause for laughter. We have had some great times. Do you remember when you came out to my house in Farnham Common when I lived in England and we went over to a pub called the Valiant Trooper? Probably won't remember. But you in your usual benevolent form stood in the bar where there were eight people and said, come on, I'll buy everybody a drink. And then they took the partition down between the two bars and that partition housed another 130-odd people on the other side. Cost you a fortune even back then. We then, at 1 o'clock in the morning, staggered off to a club at Burnham Beaches where they weren't going to let me in until they saw you. And then they let us in. You had the old Bentley then.
Well, those were the days, eh? Now I'm off to Paraguay to find out where all the money went. But there you go. Fluff, you really are the greatest pop picker of all time. I tell you that you will always be a legend, and you'll always carry on playing music, discovering music, and really telling people all over the world about it. You're a real gent, a real friend. I'm proud to know you. Good luck for your future.
God bless you, Rick, and thank you very much. That's Mr. Ronnie James Dio there with a brand new album, Strange Highways, on Vertigo Records. Music lovers, don't forget it, right? And Dio came along with a little pain. In the meantime, here's Neil Young.
And this is Tony Banks.
And this is Phil Collins. Fluff, you know this. This is Genesis. We are Genesis. And I think I can speak for all of us. In fact, I will speak for all of us. That you, for us, have been synonymous with pop radio for as long as we can all remember. We listened to your Sunday afternoon shows back in the 60s. And you will be sorely missed. We'd like to thank you for playing our records in the past and for all the support you've shown us. Against public opinion some of the time, and certainly critical opinion. So thank you for all that, and wish you the best of luck in everything you do, and as I say, we'll all miss you. So thank you very much.
Well, he was in all his glory, the very mighty Neil Young there, taken from the album called Long May You Run. Live, all right, on Reprise Records there, and Neil came along with the one called Cinnamon Girl. By the way, don't forget that first of all, it's in concert at 7.30 tonight. Bob Harris introduces the great Joe Satriani. Of course, Mr. Andy Kershaw comes along at 9 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock, Mr. Peel. Incidentally, Andy Kershaw has got music from a southern Mexican traditional band called Mono Blanco, and John Peel's got sessions also from Canada's Eric's Trip and the London indie Terry Edwards. All right, so they are dates you mustn't miss on Formidable One, 24 hours a day. In the meantime, what about Sepultura? What about Sepultura? There it was, Sepultura. They've got this brand new album, as you well know, called Chaos AD. That's their single taken from the album called Refuse Stroke Resist. And this track will be the new single. You can see them live in the UK in December. And of course, as always, 1FM will be recording one of the dates for future broadcast, right? Not half. And in the meantime, don't forget that all the Saturday rock shows have been Tony Wilson's production. We'd like to thank PK and Controls today and all the fellas who've given us such tremendous levels right throughout the seasons, all right? Don't forget, music lovers, don't let anybody ever put you down, right? Not off. And if you love somebody, you tell them before it's too late. In fact, you know, if you haven't got love, you've got nothing. AC/DC, and for those about to rock, we salute you and we should salute you always. I've been told to fade the record down because somebody's on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Joe.
Oh, Joe Elliott, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
All right, mate, we're having a bit of a frantic time here, but we're having a ball, all right?
That's good, I wish I could have been there.
Never mind, what's happening, Joe?
Well, we just finished the tour.
Yeah.
As you know, the new album's out.
That's right.
And I just wanted to call in and wish you all the best.
And what are the plans for the future?
Well, we're going to carry on, and hopefully our career will last half as long as yours.
I think actually it'll last twice as long, Joe.
With a bit of luck.
And I'll tell you what, it's been a great pleasure to be associated with you over the years, all right?
Well, if I can say this on behalf of all the band and probably everybody listening, you're going to be very sorely missed.
Oh, nonsense. Listen, you know, it's only rock and roll.
It's only rock and roll, but I've been listening to you since I was a kid.
There you go. There you go. And I'm only 31 now.
I know.
Hey, Joe, listen, give my love on behalf of all our rockers on Formidable 1FM. Give their regards to Def, okay?
I will do.
And to all the lads, and may you prosper for a long time to come yet.
And you do me a favour.
Yep.
You look after yourself.
Oh, I'll look after myself, and when you have the new album, send them off to me, because you never know.
I will do.
All right?
Take care.
God bless you, Joe, and ta for the phone call.
Look after yourself.
Tell our kid.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. For those about to rock, we salute you, AC/DC. Our open request to all of you. And don't forget, I love you. Four hours a day on Fabulous 1FM in the newsroom is Danny Shaw.
Two of the nine people who died in this afternoon's IRA bomb attack on a building used by loyalists in Belfast.